David Aldis. David Aldis.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshiping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Welcome to the program. It is great to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. On today's program, I'm going to bring you three songs, including this one from the Billy Graham Ministry, Just As I Am. It's a wonderful song. Not only that, I'll bring you Your Name live from Andy Bromley. And a bit later on, Michael W. Smith, he will be along to worship with us as well. And I'll bring you Being Like Christ and part 34A. Now, it may sound strange to you that I'm saying I'm going to bring you Being Like Christ part 34A. That's because we're looking at Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 16 through 21. And today I'm going to be taking a good look at verse 16. And that is why this is part A. It is part and partial of a mini-series, if you will. And we're studying Ephesians, the third chapter, and verses 16 through 21. And I'm going to look today at verse 16. If you'd like to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. And the email address is studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. But right now, here's the Billy Graham Association, and this is called Just As I Am.
Thank you.
What a treat that is. That is the Gaithers. And just as I am on the Worship Radio 247 podcast. But we continue to worship God in spirit and in truth today. Here comes Andy Bromley live.
Jesus, we lift up your name.
And this is called Your Name.
Name of all.
Oh, how are you feeling today?
Your name, stronger than I know. It's deeper than a thousand words could say. Your name.
Andy Bromley and Your Name live here on the Worship Radio 247 podcast. coming right after this, Praying Like Christ in part 34a, Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 16 through 21, and we're going to feature verse 16 today. That's next.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. This is part 34 of our current series, Being Like Christ. And I bring you a passage of Scripture that is iconic and so incredibly powerful. Now, having said that, all of Scripture is powerful, but this just resonates with me so much. Turn with me to Ephesians, the third chapter, and verses 16 through 21. And we're going to take this verse by verse by verse. And so, therefore, this is part A of this little series on Ephesians, the third chapter, within the confines of being like Christ. Because I believe being like Christ, you need to know this stuff. And it's wonderful when we come to Scripture and God speaks to us so clearly. Listen to what he says in verse 16 first, and it says this: I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Paul is talking to the church in Ephesus in a letter. And in this third chapter, he gets to this point. In verse 14 and 15, Paul says this: When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. And then he says, and I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. What is exciting is the book of Ephesians has been added to the canon of Scripture back in 1st century AD. And I believe now, because it's been added to the canon of Scripture, it's not merely just a letter now, it's been added to Scripture, and it is Scripture, and it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Paul, the Apostle Paul, is praying for you right now. He's praying for you right at this very, very moment. As I bring this daily devotional, he's interceding on your behalf, and he's praying to Almighty God the Father, and he is saying, I pray that from God's, firstly, glorious, because his gifts and his resources are truly glorious. Anytime God supplies you with a resource, it's glorious, isn't it? Because it comes from him. It comes from the Father. No matter how big, no matter how small, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever the blessing is, anything that God Almighty, God the Father, brings you in terms of blessing and in terms of gifting is glorious. I believe this. When the Lord gifted me to bring you the word, when he gifted me in a knowledge of worship, I believe it was a glorious gift and still is. and therefore I don't take it lightly. I know you have been gifted. You may well say to me, David, I haven't got a clue what my gift is. I've got no idea what it is at all. Well, just ask the Father, because he gave each one of us gifts. Every single one of us has received an anointed gift from him, whether you believe it or whether you don't. Why is it that someone can play beautiful music so incredibly well, yet another person can't? Why is it that one person can sing like an angel, yet another person can't sing a note? It's because of gifting. And it is because God himself has given you a glorious resource. And Paul is saying here, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, which are many, there are so many, they are, you're not able to count them. They're as many as the grains of sand on the seashore right across the world. That's how many there are. And Paul is saying from his glorious unlimited, that means there's no limit to these glorious resources. He will, watch this, empower you with inner strength. How? Through his Spirit. Paul is praying right now for you that you would be empowered from those glorious unlimited resources. Paul is praying that you would receive inner strength, not muscles, not physical strength, inner strength. And what is that inner strength for? It's to cope with whatever it is you're going through. Whatever it is on your heart, whatever it is on your mind right now, those are unlimited resources. Those are, how can I put this? You are looking for that inner strength. You are trying to find that inner strength to deal with whatever it is you're dealing with. And because you're dealing with it on your own, you're finding it so difficult to find that inner strength. I had an email from Gail in South Africa. And she says, Dear David, I have a prayer request. Please pray for me, for a certain person owes me 50,000 rand. It's months now. And then she goes on to say, I'm laying this situation at the foot of the cross. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. You see, I'm going to be praying for Gail a bit later on. But the point I'm trying to make here is Gail has decided to lay this burden at the foot of the cross. You see, she needs that inner strength to deal with the frustration that this man owes her a great deal of money and he's simply not paying it. So she's asking for the Lord to release those funds from that man. And when the Lord does that, there's nothing he can do. Believe you me, there is nothing he can do. And she's asking and praying that those resources be taken from this man and given to her because she's owed it. But she needs the inner strength to be able to know that God has got it. She needs that inner strength inside to know that the Lord has heard her petition and is doing something about it. And I believe if you need that inner strength now for whatever it is you are going through, and I know you are going through much, whatever it is that you are going through, just know this. Paul is telling you from these glorious, say glorious, glorious, unlimited resources. He is empowering you with inner strength through his Holy Spirit. And if you want to be empowered, then just say yes. Right now, just say yes. And I'm going to join with Paul in this prayer. Father, I pray for those wonderful, beloved people who have said yes. They want to receive that inner strength to be empowered because they are feeling jaded and lost in a particular situation. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you pour inner strength into your beloved people who have said yes. And mark you, I say yes too. We need inner strength, Lord. We need to be empowered with your inner strength. And Lord, you are faithful to do that. And we give you the glory and the power that is due your holy name as we pray for that inner strength. And Lord God Almighty, release some of those glorious, unlimited resources to us. I pray in Jesus' name. Father, we need resources here on Worship Radio 247. We need funds to keep going. I pray that you would release those funds today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And glory to God. And we worship you in Jesus' name. What a word. More on the next podcast. Here comes Michael W. Smith. And I'm so in love with you. Once again, if you'd like to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. The email address, as usual, is studio@worshipradio247.org.
Sitting at your feet is where I wanna be. I'm home when I am here with you. Ruined by your grace and never by your gaze, I can't resist the tenderness of you. Deep in love with you, Jesus, I'm deep in love with you, Lord. Humbled and amazed that you would call my name. I never have to search again. There's a deep desire that's burning like a fire to know you as my closest friend.
Is Michael W. Smith. And deep in love with you, Lord. It's been great getting your company. If you would like to contact us, that email again, once again, is studio@worshipradio247.org. I'll see you on the next podcast.
Abba Father.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.